Border advocates blast Biden's call for amnesty and State of the Union. By Spencer Lindquist on February 8, 2023. President Biden ignored his border crisis while also calling for amnesty in his State of the Union address. The Federation for American Immigration Reform, FAIR, charged. FAIR, which advocates for border security and the reduction of legal immigration, responded to President Biden's statements about the border in a press release. President Biden, who came to office 2 years ago with some of the lowest levels of illegal immigration in modern history, largely ignored the historic border crisis he created by devoting only a few lines to it in his State of the Union address, the press release begins. FAIR noted that other than a call for additional manpower to process migrants and equipment to secure our borders, Biden said nothing about his failed policies that have resulted in more than a quarter of a million illegal aliens breaching our borders in a single month. But even more concerning, Biden reiterated his call for a mass amnesty that will serve as yet another magnet for even greater illegal immigration in the future, FAIR points out. During his speech, Biden said, "If you won't pass my comprehensive immigration reform, at least pass a pathway to citizenship for Dreamers, those on temporary status, farm workers, and essential workers." The organization also explained the scope of the crisis, charging that only 2 years into the Biden presidency, we are approaching 6 million illegal entrants, the vast majority of whom have been released under the pretense that they will be removed sometime in the future. We all know they won't. Should the number of illegal entrants reach 6 million, it would be roughly numerically equivalent to the state of Maryland. The organization alleges that President Biden sought to portray his flagrantly illegal abuse of parole as an effective border enforcement strategy. With no statutory authority, he has created a parallel immigration system that allows 360,000 otherwise inadmissible aliens from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela to enter each year, all while boasting that he has cut illegal entry by citizens of those countries by 97%. FAIR also went on to compare the approach to raising the speed limit to 150 miles per hour and bragging that you have dramatically reduced the number of drivers cited with speeding tickets. The organization went on to condemn the administration's approach to the border, claiming that Biden isn't even trying to enforce the law. Subtly, but unmistakably, President Biden's agenda has effectively abolished statutorily mandated border and immigration enforcement and replaced it with border and immigration management, the release read. FAIR also stated that the goal of U.S. immigration policymaking under the Biden administration is clear: open borders for all who want to settle here, and amnesty for everyone who is already here illegally. All manner of enforcement is out and endless accommodation is in, FAIR concluded. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Spencer LNDQST and reach out at Lindquist@Breitbart.com.